shores of El Pacifico. Bill Henry.
World famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, because when truth is your bitch, you got to go there. And tonight we're going to be going there. Tonight we're going some places that other talk shows can't go to. And what is that? That is, that are, that am. Well, first of all, we're going to go to the place of good grammar. Can other talk, I guess they can.
Probably.
20 students now accused in a Long Island case on cheating. And we'll talk with Margaret Gray, who is a journalist. She writes the weekly A Little Bird Told Me column. And her son, Jason J. Delmonico, has been caught, I believe, and she wrote that column, cheating on a test or something. Right, Robert?
I talked to her earlier. She said her son got caught. It was a history test.
It was a history test. Well, we'll talk to her in a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're also online at philhenryshow.com, which is where our video cast occurs every night, Phil TV in HD. We also have thousands and thousands of hours of archived material. The greatest radio show in the history of the planet Earth is right there at philhenryshow.com. And you can get a backstage pass and literally access what we consider to be the single greatest talk radio show that has ever existed.
The one we're doing.
Yes, the one we're doing. Now, be sure to get that backstage pass, because not tomorrow and not next month and not next year, but at some point we will begin to pull a lot of this stuff off of the internet and off of our website and put it into cold storage for a while. So it's not always going to be out there. But right now, every single show we've done since 1999 is available online at philhenryshow.com. It is first-generation, high-quality, first-generation recording of the show, so it's not some scratchy, crappy 15th-generation radio recording bootleg, all right? PhilHenryShow.com, and of course you also get your daily podcast there and so many other things, so get a backstage pass and be a part of it. Now, joining us from Santa Monica, California, in just a moment here is going to be Margaret Gray as we talk about this, well, the idea of cheating and what it means to students and teachers, to the well-being of our, quite frankly, our country when kids do that. This story in Mineola, New York, Margaret, and thank you for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
This story in Mineola, New York, is about 20 students who have been accused in this Long Island cheating scandal. The principal is Bernard Kaplan. He's the principal of Great Neck North, and he said that he believed cheating was pervasive.
Well, what he said, Phil, was a little bit more than that. He said that he believed that cheating is widespread across the country, and he said that we are just the first school that stood up to it. I don't know whether that's true or not. I know that on Tuesday, the Nassau County prosecutors accused 13 students from 5 schools of accepting payment or paying others to take SAT and ACT scores between 2008 and 2011. 11 students turned themselves in. 2 are expected to do so next week. This is absolutely a scandal that we have to quash, and we must stop. And frankly, Phil, we should stop at nothing in dealing with it. And
now, these are students. These are arrests, right?
Oh, yes. These students are being arrested because what's happening is they are taking a test that is administered by the state Department of Education or the Education Board, and they are basically engaging in fraud in taking a test that is mandated by the state and engaging in blatant fraudulent activity. They are liable for arrest and for detainment and eventual incarceration. These arrests, by the way, Phil, are coming 2 months after 7 other Nassau County students were accused of cheating. They seem to underscore the district attorney's assertion that security measures for these tests are inadequate. Now, I am one parent. I am one parent who stands with this district attorney and with these schools, and I say that if that's what it takes, if we have to arrest these children, and that's what's going on. These are high school students that are being placed under arrest. then that is exactly what we have to do.
Margaret Gray is joining us from Santa Monica tonight. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Now, according to Kathleen Rice, the Nassau County District Attorney, when this cheating scandal was first reported, the Educational Testing Service said that this was an isolated incident and that the SAT was secure. I'm glad to know now that ETS appreciates this is a larger problem. Is there anything one of the DAs involved in this investigation feels that there needs to be more security? Is there anything to the idea that ETS, this Educational Testing Service, that these people are criminally negligent?
Well, I don't know. It could very well be, because understand, you can have security precautions. You can have security in place that is so inadequate that it does rise to the level of dereliction and negligence. It's much like manslaughter. The crime is not the same, but you may not have intended something to happen. In other words,
yeah. But the worst case scenario takes place.
Yes, and so what you have is this widespread defrauding of the state, this widespread cheating, and this educational testing service that's supposed to be administering these tests, and they're completely inadequate. And I think that's what's going on. Are they criminally negligent? I don't know.
Margaret Gray with us, our number 877-876-PHIL. Now, my hat is off to you, Margaret, because you're not only talking with us about the testing scandal, about the cheating that's going on, about this the criminal cheating that's going on, where we've got students, high school students, that have been arrested cheating on these SATs or enabling others to cheat on these SATs and ACT tests. And I find out now that your middle school son, Jason Jay, has himself been targeted by his school for cheating.
Well, I'll tell you about Jason Jay. It's a little bit different, and here's why. I do not, as I've just indicated, I do not forgive cheating. And I do not think that a student that cheats should be given anything other than in the least case, a very, very strong reprimand, if not suspension, and possible expulsion from the school. And in the very worst case scenario, Phil, I think that what is needed there is arrest.
To be arrested.
To be placed under arrest. Now, the difference with my son, Jason Jay, who, by the way, was caught looking at another boy's paper, and it had to do with a test they were taking in history on the Versailles Treaty, and he had been, I think in one of the quizzes, he had looked at another student's paper and decided that he would meet with the student later on when they took the actual test. And they worked out some sort of ridiculous series of hand signs so that Jason Jay could get these answers.
Well, why doesn't your son... Okay, I guess I interrupted you, but why did these kids... just study.
In my son's case, it's different, Phil, because, as you know, he does an awful lot of commercial acting. He does an awful lot in terms of auditions. He does not have sometimes the time at night to study. And because of that, I went to the school and I said, well, we're talking about something a little bit different here. I abhor cheating. And I, as I said, Phil, I think cheaters should be punished to the nth degree, whatever the law allows. My son is different only insofar as he has this acting career on top of his high school studies.
Well, then you're not forgiving his cheating, are you?
No, I'm not forgiving his cheating. No, what I am saying is it is an understandable effort for him to keep up while he's very busy.
What are you saying that the boy, your son, you've just come out and you've written a very, very good column, and I suggest everybody read it, Margaret, on cheating and how these students must be made to pay. Now, I know that what your son did is not technically a criminal offense.
No, it is not. Not at all.
Okay. But he still cheated. And don't you...
Well, again, you're using a very, very strong word, because what you're saying is now that when Jason Jay becomes a high school student, that this is going to morph somehow into cheating on his SATs or his ACT. I don't think it will, but if it does, I think, again, we have to go back to the very beginning and the fact that this boy has an acting career.
And your son has an acting career as a child actor, but what is that... What does it excuse?
It doesn't excuse anything. It doesn't excuse anything.
All right, well, then how's it different?
It's only different insofar as the boy has to stay up late some nights. When they're shooting late, if he has an audition early in the morning, there needs to be some, in other words, you can't hold him to the same standards, what I'm saying. Children that are involved in these very early careers as actors, or if they are, and it really is the only very demanding profession that children are involved in, and it does earn them a lot of money. And I think you have to look at that. When you've got a child that is earning that much money, as a child actor, I think you have to take a step back and say, now, wait a minute.
Well, you're taking a step back. You, Margaret, as I said, you came out very strongly against students that cheat. You came out very strongly against students that are engaged in this criminal activity. But your son, you're taking a step backward because he's an actor, and it's a double standard, you know.
No, it is not a double standard.
Well, yes, it is, because he is...
No, it is not a double standard, Phil. No, it is not.
Why is it not a double standard?
You know what? I'm looking at the clock. I know you have to come up against the break.
No, why isn't it a double standard?
It is not a double standard because Jason J. Delmonico is an actor who is dealing with other pressures during the day that other children are not. So if you want to call it a double standard and you insist on a double standard, then the standard favors other students, not Jason J. Delmonico.
All right, so we leave this segment, and we're going to take a break here, folks, but we leave the segment, Margaret, with you saying that you're against cheating, but your son's different.
No, we did not. No, that's you trying to make it that. No, what I'm trying to say is I am against cheating. My son, yes, cheated. But let's take a look at what he does that's different from the other students. That's what I'm...
Well, you're taking a lot of time thinking about that. You know,
well, I'm trying to formulate my words, Phil.
All right, just hold on here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Cheating on Long Island and possibly cheating across the country. So says one teacher at the Great Neck North High School. Students caught for cheating on the SATs and the ACTs, and they have been arrested. Margaret Gray talking with us. And we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Eight seven seven 876 Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we have on the line with us Margaret Gray, who has been hard at work writing that. Well, you wrote one column today, Margaret, and you're writing another one tomorrow.
You know, I really did not like the questions about Jason Jay.
Well, no, you don't like the question about your son, and I'm not trying to insult you. As I said, I have a great deal of respect for you. A great deal of respect for you, writing the columns that you wrote. But I am wondering how this works out with your son cheating.
My son, Phil, is not cheating so much as he was forced into a situation by the powers that be, and by the way things are, to
cheat.
No, he did not cheat. Let me tell you something. He is an actor, Phil, an actor, which puts him a cut above a lot of these students. And I'm not saying that he's better than them, but I am saying he has a different schedule.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a phone call here, 877-876-PHIL, and we'll see whether or not that stands up to the scrutiny of our listeners, because it sounds like to me it's a double standard. Let's go to the gentleman on line one. Is this Jason?
No, this is Nathan.
Nathan, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I want to agree with you. It is a double standard. All right. First of all, just because your son has an acting career, it's not a reason for him not to be considered cheating. So many people, or so many young men and women across the United States, across America, have jobs, and some of them are in a single parent home, and sometimes they're relied on to bring in the majority, if not half, not the majority of what, the income for the family. And at the same time, they're going to school and stuff, and having to keep up, their grades.
Well, you're doing a lot of talking there, and I understand what you're saying, but nothing that you have said there really rises to the level of a boy that has a career that brings in six figures a year.
Well, what does that mean?
What I'm saying is, I understand what the man is saying, that there's a lot of kids that have it tough. But my son is an actor. And
just because he's an actor doesn't make him any more special than anybody else that's having to bring in income to the family.
Well,
make him any more special. I'm sorry.
You watch television, you go to films. I would dare say, sir, and I don't know, but I would dare say you spend a fair amount of money on your entertainment, as we all do. So it obviously is something that's important to you and to other Americans. My son is a part of providing that for you. And now let's turn it around. What are you doing for him?
What does that mean? What he's providing this for this man?
Just what I said. All I'm asking is, what are you, Phil, or this gentleman, Nathan, what are you doing for my son?
I pay taxes that support the schools.
Okay. That's not really much. It's not really a lot. And so we are left with, at the end of the day, a boy that is working another job as an actor and also going to school. And I don't see other students doing that.
Whether your son's an actor, whether he works at McDonald's, Burger King,
care.
Whatever job he is, but there are many families across America where it's a single parent home, and I know this because I've had friends that were in that type of situation where they're in a single family home, and they bring in half, if not the majority, of the income for the family. And,
if my son was in that family, he would be bringing in all the income.
Okay, the cheating that has nothing to do with
right. Because what you're doing, Margaret, is you're saying that your son, because he makes a lot of money, him cheating on his tests is somehow something we can overlook. If these students that were caught in the SAT scandal were also actors, okay?
Yes.
Would they be excused?
Well, first of all, Phil, I doubt very much if they are. They live in where? Great Neck, New York. I don't think there's a lot of child actors out there. I do know there are a lot of stage actors in New York, but most of the child actors live in Los Angeles or California.
And no, but just for the sake of argument, what if they were also actors?
Well, if they were also actors, you've got to take that into consideration. We have to protect our actors and actresses.
We have to protect our actors and actresses, even if they're cheating.
I don't consider that cheating. I don't know how else to explain it to you. It's not cheating. It's survival for them. It's cheating for these other kids. Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
For our young actors.
All right. I got to take a break, sir. But I appreciate your call. Our number is 877-876 Phil. As we talk here with Margaret Gray. And Margaret, I just, again, I don't want to appear as if I'm being unfair. I know I said that you are engaged in a double standard here,
Well, Phil, I don't see it. What you don't understand is, if it is a double standard, Jason J. Delmonico is carrying a very, very big weight on his back. He's carrying the weight of the other students, all right, so that the other students can engage in studying, and they can get great test scores, and they can do all of these wonderful things, while he is out till 8 or 9 o'clock at night on a TV shoot or on a commercial shoot. So those students are really benefiting from Jason J. Delmonico. And the
All right, I had to again, cut her off there. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking with Margaret Gray about her son and the testing that goes on and the cheating that has gone on. Only in her son's case, it's okay. He's an actor. The Phil Hendry
Phil
Show.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray on the line with us. Margaret, I'm going to just come out and say this. It sounds to me like you say that your son is, it's okay for your son to cheat.
Phil, it's only, I don't call it cheating. I call it survival again, all right? And it's only okay because of the very unusual place that he has in our society. He is a child actor. He's involved in an extremely competitive and very, very frustrating and very pressure-packed profession as a very young person. And naturally, he's going to try to survive any way that he can. Now, most of these kids that are cheating deserve jail. There's no question. The ones in New York, I think they deserve worse than jail. I think they deserve not only jail, but I think it should extend into their adult years. That is the betrayal of trust. My son was cheating, and I think what's unfortunate, you bringing up my son. I wrote two very good columns. These are wonderful articles against students cheating, and I think it's unfair of you to bring up my son.
And well, I'm going to bring your son up. If you're telling me that your son got caught cheating, which you did say, I mean, I don't know if you used the word cheating.
I did not use the word cheating.
All right, if you use the word survival, but you want to gloss that over.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not glossing it over. I'm saying, let's talk turkey. Let's talk serious. I wrote two great Pulitzer Prize-worthy articles about students cheating. And you want to bring up my son, Jason J. Delmonico, and this, excuse my language, this chicken crap, where he looked at some kid's paper to get the answer to a question on the Versailles Treaty. You know, get real, will you, Phil? You remember the lady on YouTube when she was talking to the people that were rioting? She said, get real, black people. Get it real. Well, that's what I'm saying to you. And I'm saying...
Well, I am getting it real, Margaret, you know.
And I am saying, let's take into consideration what Jason J. Delmonico does for a living. He's an actor. An actor.
877-876-PHIL. Actor. I know what an actor is. I know they're long hours, but I also know that they have... that they have young actors who have tutors on set. And
yes, they do have tutors on set, and that's sometimes enough, and sometimes it isn't, and sometimes they're getting in the way.
877-876-PHIL is the number. Here is Talon on the Phil Hendry Show. Talon, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think one of the major problems with the world that we live in today is that people do not take responsibility for...
Are we going to be wrapping up soon, I think, yeah.
For themselves, for their children, specifically in this case. I don't think it matters that...
Okay. Hold on. Talon, would you hold on for a minute? Margaret, would you please pay attention to the caller?
I'm sorry. Frank and I were going out.
Okay, but pay attention to the caller. The gentleman's saying something. I think it's worthy. Go ahead, Talon.
Yeah. In this case in particular, I don't think it matters that the kid is an actor. I don't know. How old is your son?
My son's 14. All right.
14.
So he's really hitting, he's hitting a very important age, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was 14. I'm from a small town in Montana. I pretty much all we have to do here is play sports. We do lots of extracurricular activities.
And study. And
all
and
of them,
study.
From football to basketball to track, there's always something going on.
But you also could study. You had time to study. My son, in other words, you weren't going to the soundstage to do another 4 hours on a one-camera shoot.
No.
But he's saying that he had other things to do, though. You had other activities, right, Talon? You had...
Phil, I'm not talking about a volleyball tournament. God.
I know you're not, but it's the same if a kid has time to study. You can make time to study no matter what. Cheating is cheating. No matter what your circumstance is, there's no exception to that.
Okay. Well, Talon, have you ever been in a Presidium four-camera shoot for a comedy? No.
No,
have you ever been on location? Have you ever been on location in a one-camera shoot? No, you haven't. Have you ever discovered, as my son did, when he was out at the beach on a one-camera shoot and transportation left for a few hours, and my son discovered that he had diarrhea, and he needed to get home. Has that ever happened to you?
Diarrhea? Yeah.
I think they do, but I don't think they're miles and miles from home. And
well, don't they have a nurse on set or somebody that they can call?
It's very embarrassing, Phil.
You know something? This man is talking. I just don't hear reality being addressed here. You know
what reality do you need addressed? My son is an actor. An actor. Are you there, Talon? You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I'm here.
It sounds like you should be there. And I can understand how you're stunned and how it's difficult for you to respond to that because that's a big profession. He's an actor.
Okay, he's an actor. So what if he's an actor?
He's an actor. Personally, I think actors are overrated anyways.
Is that right?
I agree.
You agree. You're going to be doing... I'd like you to know something. Mr. Hendry's going to be doing a Modern Family episode, and Mr. Hendry agrees that they're overpaid. I hope the producers of the show are listening, Phil.
Well, I don't think that the great ones are not overpaid, but the guys like your son... And people like that, yeah, they are overpaid.
How dare you?
This is the point I was trying to make.
Right.
Excuse me, Margaret. I think you're being an idiot, frankly, in not taking responsibility for the actions of your son. And
I want to ask you guys, are both of you smoking? Seriously, Phil, do you get high before you go on the air?
Are you serious? No, I do not.
Well, all right, I'll ask this gentleman, because I expect what I'm hearing from you guys, I would expect out of the mouths of people that are doing hash oil.
All right, listen, Talon, thanks very much for your call. I appreciate it, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Now, I'm not going to be called a drug user. Do you understand?
I'm kidding, Phil.
I know you're kidding, but you're not funny, and I won't be called a drug user. I won't have it intimated that I'm a drug user, because I'm not, and I certainly don't get high before I go on the air.
I was kidding to make a point with your audience that you are out of touch with reality if you don't think that your audience, with this gentleman notwithstanding, doesn't understand that a young actor such as my son, Frank Tuckerfield,
Margaret, you're the guest, okay?
Hold on.
How you doing, young man?
I'm good, Frank. How's it going?
Well, I'm better than Custer.
Well, your son, do you believe that your son in cheating on that test, do you believe your son was cheating and should not be and should be subject to the same penalties and the same punishments that other students are subject to?
Well, I think Margaret has got a point. You know, he's talking about the idea that Jason J. Delmonico cheated on a test. I don't think she wants to cheat, but she has to cheat because she's under a lot of pressure, just like Margaret was telling you, you know, and he...
I've got to tell my audience that Mr. Gray suffers from something called gender confusion. It is the result of a infection that is a dormant sort of virus, but nonetheless... Go ahead, Frank.
I don't know what are you talking about?
Just go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Gender confusion.
Please finish what you were saying. We've got to get to the break.
All right. Well, I said that what Margaret was saying, I think you have to understand, he's looking at it from the standpoint that Jason J. Delmonico is working two jobs. Jason J. is going on set to be an actor, and then she goes to school, and the pressures involved in being an actor... once she gets to school and she doesn't have the answer to a test question, she's naturally going to look at the other kid's paper. Is that cheating or is that survival? I have to agree with my wife when he says that it's survival. I don't like cheating any more than you do, Phil. I don't like the idea that my son, and I love her, she's the only son I have, would resort to that. But I also understand that she's a very good actor and is, and she's moving up the ranks. And
well, that's good, and congratulations to him. You know, I understand that.
Right, and I love my wife. You know, he's my wife. I got to back my wife's play. And if my wife comes on the show and he tells you that our son, Jason J. Delmonico, she is not cheating, she's just, you know, surviving, then I have to agree with him that that's what she's doing. My son.
Right.
That's what she's doing. She's surviving.
Okay. Thanks, Frank. If you get Margaret back on the line. All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. We'll take a break here. I apologize for that. We're going to be talking more with Margaret Gray when we come back. And your phone calls, 877-876-7445, talking about cheating on tests and whether or not cheating on tests for the students in Great Neck, New York, is a criminal thing. But for a kid like Jason J. Delmonico, who's an actor, it's understandable survival. The Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray, who writes the column A Little Bird Told Me, it's in 150 newspapers nationwide, and wrote a couple of very good columns, one this morning and yesterday morning, concerning the cheating that's been going on. This story breaking in Long Island, Great Neck North High School, where students have been arrested for cheating on SAT and ACT exams, or in the cases of not taking the test themselves, students have been arrested who have helped other students cheat. And, Margaret, you wrote two very good columns, but you're at odds with a lot of people. And you said to me you think that...
I don't think I'm at odds with the mass of people who understand the pressures that young kids are under.
Well, I when you say that your son is an actor and therefore you in your article, and let me quote, okay, because it's a great article. Allowing a student to cheat and not addressing the problem here and now, even if it means incarceration for the young person, ensures that that person goes through life dishonest, a rabble, a part of the great unwashed, someone that we would not be proud to call our own. Now that's beautiful writing.
Thank you. I worked very hard on that.
Why do you all of a sudden forget your own words when it comes to your son?
He's not part of those. The ones I was talking about are the ones in New York. He's not one of those. My son is, boy, you really don't get it, do you? He's an actor. And
he's an actor, okay? It's a job. It's a big money job, but it's a job. Let me go to a phone call here. We have on the line Meredith. Meredith, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Hello, everybody. Margaret,
hi.
Hello.
Yes. I kind of want to address two things. One, that the sense of entitlement that you feel your son has because he's an actor is almost repulsive. To somehow imply that he is
above, I don't understand that.
What's not to understand? You're basically implying
kidding?
That because he's an actor, he's above the law and he's above everybody else and he's better than everybody else and he's able to do whatever he wants. I mean, saying that he didn't
look
cheat.
What
is
actors,
like saying,
well, look
like
what
saying
our actors
only, it's like saying someone's only a little bit pregnant. He cheated.
I don't think that that's really the case. Look what our actors provide. They
yeah,
have
and
very high
that,
pressure.
You asked another caller, what have we done for your son? Well, guess what?
Well,
we
absolutely.
Support your son by we support your son by watching his shows, by going to his movies. That's how we support him. And I'll tell you what. If we think that he's entitled, we're not going to support him, and especially if we think that his parents are crazy.
Well, let me say this.
I don't want you to think I'm crazy. Being an actor is a popularity contest, and the things that you're saying are making your son not popular at all.
I think I'm giving you the reality. First of all, you need to understand the high pressure that my son endures. You could go to see one of his movies 6 times, and it wouldn't even come close to paying for what he's put through.
Okay.
That's number one.
To imply
number two,
that because your son has to stand in front of a camera for hours is any more important than a person that has to go to school and work to help put food on his family's table is absolutely asinine. That is asinine.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. How much do they get paid? Well,
it doesn't matter.
I don't understand
how much they get paid. They put in the same
amount. Well, it certainly does.
Doesn't
it matter?
It does
doesn't
not.
It matter? Well, let me ask you this. It means if you can pay someone more money, that means a lot of people are going to see him, which means he's more important than the person that doesn't make that much money.
Well,
exactly
now, wait a minute.
Telling to you. That's exactly what I just got through saying. That you
right. In other words, he is more important.
Of course.
My son,
well,
no. You said
sense.
That my son is entitled because he won the popularity contest that you're talking about. And
well,
number two...
His popularity is going to, if people find out that he feels entitled...
Have you done a reality check? Have you done a gut check? Are you jealous? Let's do a gut check. Are you jealous?
I'm totally jealous. It's amazing. It's amazing how jealous I am.
Well, I know you're being sarcastic, but truly, I think you are.
What the hell do
you
have to be jealous of? He has a father who can't tell the difference between male and female, and a mother that has
no
sense of place of reality.
You know, making fun of a man's dementia, boy, you really sunk to a new low, didn't you?
Yes, I'm the low.
You know what? That's not what the lady is not trying to do anything other than point out something. I think it's very obvious, Margaret.
All night long, Phil, you've been taking the side of these callers, and my question for you is, are you not an actor?
I'm not an actor like your son, every day going out, every day doing a job, you know.
Didn't you just make a point of telling everyone you're going to be on Modern Family?
I'm not sitting here saying it makes me better than anybody.
Right.
I'm saying, as a matter of fact, I'm not saying anything. I said, hey, I hope you watch. It'll be great if you do. If you don't, you know, whatever. I mean, I just want my listeners to know, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. There you are being very, very humble now. I bet you think your stuff doesn't smell. I bet you think when you sit down on the toilet in the morning that...
You know what? Why don't we just clean it up a little bit here and talk about what it is we're talking about. Your son cheated on a test. Your son was caught. Your son was reprimanded. This article that you wrote, which is a great article... You don't hold your son to the same standard, period.
I hold my son to the same standard. Everyone else holds him to a lower standard. And I think it's a crime. Just like this woman here, she thinks my son should grovel. Grovel
absolutely
like a pig.
Absolutely not.
No.
But I do certainly think that he needs
to
take responsibility for what he's done.
Absolutely. All right, listen, Meredith, thank you. Very good call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me go over here to Luke on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi, Luke. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I agree with the last lady. I just don't see the difference of the pressure coming from, say, a child actor, regardless of how much money he makes, to anybody else in a situation like she said, someone helping pay for or helping bring in money for the family, or say somebody who's taking care of a family member.
I can give you an example of Judy Garland. She was 15 years old when she did The Wizard of Oz. She was already a pill head. Yeah.
Hey, how about
okay,
you?
That's very...
Let the man finish. How about someone who has to take care of a dying family member or someone terminally ill? What's the difference? Maybe your son makes more money. That has no, like, that doesn't
matter. Why does he make more money? I don't know. Why does he make?
Money aside, everybody has their own trials, tribulations, things they have to do, people they have to care for. What's the difference? You're saying money is the only difference? Because that's really sad.
Why does he make more money then?
It's not about how much money he makes. It's about that everyone has obligations. Everyone has.
I don't understand. You can help me with something. You can help me with this. Your name is what?
His name's Luke.
Luke. It's a beautiful name. It's a biblical name, Luke. And it means you are a wise man. So help me with this. Why would my son make more money if he wasn't more important? I don't understand what... What are you people
I'm not saying. Let me say this, okay? This isn't geared towards your son. But lots of evil, bad people make lots of money, and that doesn't make them any better.
The question is, why do they? Because we want to pay them. And why do we want to pay them? Because they do something that we like. They do something we like. They act, or they—I don't know what they do. And in the case of Jason J. Delmonico...
You know, we're talking about students cheating on a test. We're getting way far afield here. We're talking about, my son makes more money, he must be better. you are using a standard of goodness or of human quality that we are taught from an early age. It's not how you size people up.
You may be taught that from an early age, Phil, and I am too. But when my son makes more money than one of the fathers I was talking to at Jason's school, this guy makes less money than my own son. Can you believe that?
What does that matter?
It
doesn't mean anything.
What does it matter? Wouldn't you be embarrassed? Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
No, I wouldn't be embarrassed.
Some punk here?
What are you whispering for?
I don't want to shout it.
You know, all we have to do is turn our radios up and we can hear you.
Well, I don't want to shout the fact that this guy, you know.
There's nothing wrong with making less money than anyone. The only problem is that you're putting your son on a pedestal because he makes more money, and you think that he should be exemplified from the things that all these other people trying to enforce that other people should be arrested for.
You mean exemplified?
We know what he means. Luke, thank you, buddy. You made a very good point, Luke. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, sir. I got to take a break here. I want to get another call in. We don't have time. Okay.
Well, are you getting another call in? Or are you taking a break? I mean, you're very. How much do you make, Phil? You don't make enough, do you? Because you're confused. And the
877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back with Margaret Gray on her students cheating and how much money her son makes, which means he's exempt from being accused of it.